Welcome to Town Talk with Ted on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders who impact our community. Now, the recipient of 3 First Place Virginia Association of Broadcasters Awards and the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Our focus this morning, the Rappahannock Area Agency on Aging. Executive Director Lee Wade with us this morning, and Dennis Perdue, the Mobility Manager, is here. Good morning to both of you. Thank you for coming in.
Good morning.
Happy to be here.
Dennis, we'll start off with you. Just this is the first time that I've had a chance to meet you and the first time you've been on the air with us. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Let me see. 61 years young. Been in the arena of transportation for most of my career. I started out as a teacher when I first got out of college, and I realized in order to want to make sure I could eat and subsist, I needed to find something else to do. And transitioned into local government and actually had an opportunity to work with young people in the summer who were had special needs and looking for jobs and employment. And Fairfax County government actually had a program federally sponsored where you could find young people jobs. So I kind of fell into that. Mm-hmm. And then interestingly enough, they gave us a small budget for transportation. I was able to hire 2 Fairfax County school bus drivers and was able to start to plot maps. And this is back in the early 80s when there were no computers and we had no Excel spreadsheets. We had a 14-foot-long map that showed all these wires and points. It was quite amazing. It looked like someone's internal system. And I just got the fire in myself to be a transportation person. Eventually transitioned, worked in what they call demand response, kind of work we do here in Fredericksburg. It means giving people door-to-door service. Most of my career has been working with older adults and also persons with disabilities, and it's very gratifying and good work. Makes you feel good inside.
Do you notice that if you were dealing back in the 80s in Fairfax County, it's a lot of growth taking place back then. A lot of people who saw things in the 70s and 80s, I know, that were involved in Fairfax County will come down here and say, this is kind of the growth around here is kind of similar to what it was back then in Fairfax.
I think the skill set that I acquired in Fairfax was a good smooth transition to being here in Fredericksburg. I mean, our research shows this is the fastest growing part of the state.
Yeah.
And it's very challenging because we've got a little mix of everything. We're small urban and we're large rural. And it's very challenging work, but again, also very gratifying to try and meet transportation needs in the county. It's never dull work, that's for sure. And it really stretches your imagination and your skills level to make sure that you can do what you can to meet people where they want to go, because that's what it's all about.
That's a tough thing with whether it's construction or just growth, getting around. It sounds easy, but we all know that to get from A to B, point A to B, in the course of a day can be really difficult.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that I really appreciate about Dennis is that he has been a collaborative partner with many folks around the state and just bringing folks in and talking about what are some of the best practices. Regardless of where you live, everybody faces the same issues when it comes to transportation. Mm-hmm. And Dennis has been fantastic at pulling folks together, just like with the partnership that he developed between King George and the YMCA and Bay Aging. I mean, he's so good at pulling folks in and really talking about that. Plus, he's been appointed to some great boards that has allowed him to expound upon his expertise and share it among some of the other folks among the state.
We're very creative people in the Rappahannock Area Agency on Aging. I use this often. My staff will laugh if they're listening, but we make lots of omelets with few eggs, and it's challenging work, but as I mentioned, very good work. All the resources in the world are not worth a whole lot if you can't get to them and back from them safely and efficiently, and that's what we do. We're a gap filler in our organization, and it's very intrinsic to the ability to know that you've got to be able to get people back and forth safely to places. I have a very small but wonderful staff. My assistant Jennifer Faulkner, she's the brains of the outfit. I always say that. And Joan Chris is we have a Title V individual. I say a young lady, and she helps us also on the side. They're the front lines people. They're my conduit to the community, and they do a terrific job. And right behind them are my big 6. I have 6 part-time drivers. Most of them are retired. They're there because they want to be there and help. And between our little group, we really feel like we're the little engine that does.
Well, and you're just what you do. So many people depend on you and your drivers.
Big time. And the thing is, we're much more than, I think the old fallacy about the kind of work that we do is that it's all about medical transportation, and nothing could be further from the truth. It is what we do the most of, but however, people need to get out into the community. They need to be part of what's going on out there. We take people to go for essential shopping. We take several young people. We take to college. We've taken folks to Jemana and to Mary Washington. So it doesn't really matter to us what the job, what the request is. We'll always do the very best we can to get somebody to and from, no matter what it is. Certainly medical is very, very important, especially with the aging of America. But we're much bigger than that. If anyone that calls my office, we always make sure before they hang up the phone that they've got something tangible they can hold on to that'll meet their transportation needs.
We are talking about the Rappahannock Area Agency on Aging this morning. Dennis Padue, the mobility manager here. Lee Wade, the executive director. Lee, we're going to go off of transportation just for a second. Spotsylvania Sheriff's Office over the weekend did a drive of collecting basically things that elderly people need. And did that Saturday at Walmart in Spotsylvania. That has to be a big help to you and the people that need that stuff.
You know, our partners at the Spotsylvania Sheriff's Department, they have been phenomenal to us. They came up with the idea to do something called Stuff the Cruiser. And that was to stuff the cruiser with essential items that our older adults could use, things that you and I might take for granted, because if we need shampoo or if we need, you know, washing detergent, we just jump in the car and go down to the store and pick it up.
Yep.
Well, as you age, it comes a point in time, unfortunately, in our lives where we really do have to give up our driver's license. And so being able to get those essential supplies and getting them out to folks is critical. And our folks at Spotsylvania Sheriff stepped up, and you know, Sean Jones and his crew and the sheriff, and they all stepped up and said, what can we do to help? I mean, we always do Blue Christmas, but we know that the needs exist throughout the year. Mm-hmm. And so we started talking to them about, you know, getting coffee for folks. You would see these older adults walk into Walmart and just see a can of Folgers crystals and just like a little kid in a candy store, oh my goodness, it's coffee. And so, you know, just those things, and the shampoo and deodorant and socks and, you know, the little things that you don't really think about because you can automatically get in the car and go. So they spent their Saturday, and if you think back to how hot it was on Saturday, and bless their hearts, they were out there in their sheriff's uniform and just red and hot and sweating. But, you know, it was important to them to be there and support our seniors and stuff the cruisers. And even Walmart, I mean, they came out and they said, what are you raising money for? And we explained it to them. And they went out and they actually put gift bags together and set them at the register so folks could come up to the register and they could explain what it was for, and people could just pick it up and take it out. And the partnership all the way around was just phenomenal. Community came together and provided these essential items for our folks. And so we're very excited, and we certainly are very thankful for all the generosity that the community has given to us.
Well, I know in the past few years when they've done Blue Christmas and taken some of your folks shopping, just how, like you say, it's the underwear, the coffee, I remember last year just in the food section, just putting apples in a bag. I mean, this couple, they were so happy.
They were, and you don't really think about that, but you know, around Christmas time, that generation, our older adults, are so focused on giving back to their family. It's more important for them to give to the mother with that brand new baby than to give themselves something. They'll mm-hmm. go hungry before they'll be caught embarrassed by not giving back to their family members and friends and whatnot. So with the Spotsylvania Sheriff's Department, they supported us, and they did the Blue Christmas sponsorship. And folks were able to come in. We had our transportation folks that brought the people in to Walmart, and they were able to shop with the sheriff, which was important to our seniors because they love our sheriff's department, and they felt comfortable and
yeah.
certainly trusted them. And they went out and were able to spend money on themselves. I remember one lady getting so excited because she got a vacuum cleaner. And I think to myself, okay, I can't ever say that I've been very excited about getting a vacuum cleaner, but that was, she thought that was just the best thing ever. Another lady finally got her very first cast iron skillet. You know, that was just to see her face was, it was amazing. And then another lady who enjoys jewelry and tiaras, she actually was able to get a tiara to wear for Christmas. So, yes, it was wonderful, and they certainly have been great partners of ours in helping our seniors out in the community.
Well, I remember you particularly with this one man. He didn't want to – he'd bought a few things, and he didn't want – anything more.
Right.
And you kept saying, but you've got X amount of money left. Let's do this. And he said, no, I'm good. I'm fine.
He wanted more Diet Dr. Pepper.
Yeah. it's that kind of thing. If there are items, because these obviously what the Sheriff's Department were able to gather on the weekend, you'll be able to put to good use. But if people want to drop by things, do you accept that kind of thing for senior citizens you work with?
Absolutely. All day long. We have folks that, if you're a crafty kind of person and you want to make quilts, or you know how people have walkers, there are these, I'm not sure what they're called, but essentially it hangs on the walker and you can put your items in it. So if you want to put your glasses or your car keys and it just hangs on the bar of the walker, you know, those things come in very handy for folks that have to use a walker. And being able to, if people want to give up like toilet paper, cleaning supplies, dish detergent, you know, those types of things, certainly something that our folks can always use. Hand soap, lots of things that... everyday things that we always have on hand, those are the things that they can certainly use.
And just dropping by the Rappahannock Area Agency on Aging, it's Lindell Lane, isn't it?
It is.
17.
460 Lindell Lane. It's right beside Carter Bank and Trust, across the street from 7-Eleven Arby's right there. Certainly, we have staff members there from 8 o'clock until 4:30 in the afternoon. And even if it's used equipment, like wheelchairs or anything like that, we can certainly put that to good use. If we don't have someone, we take it over to Equipment Connections, and then they can also use some connected it with someone, so anytime.
Lee Waite here, Dennis Perdue. We're talking Rappahannock Area Agency on Aging, RAA16.org is their website. More coming up on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk with Ted on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook. Just search News Talk 1230 WFVA. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
It's Rappahannock Area Agency on Aging this morning. Our focus, Lee Waite and Dennis Perdue here. Dennis is the mobility manager. Lee is the executive director of Rappahannock Area Agency on Aging. Dennis, let's talk about what you do and... how do I get in touch with you and talk about some of the services that you're able to provide?
We're available the same hours that Lee just indicated, from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday are our core hours. I do have drivers who are on the road earlier than that. The best way to get a hold of us is to call our number. We're at 540-656-2985. We take phone calls and queries all day about how our program works. From 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., we actually take ride requests. So, in other words, if someone actually has a specific ride request that they make of us, we ask that that happen between 9 and 2. We indicate to the population that if we took ride requests all day, we'd never get anything else done, and I would be in trouble with my executive director. So it's a little bit structured. When somebody calls for a ride request, we'll go through an X amount of questions. We want to make sure that it's appropriate because we do different things. When a person calls my office for a transportation, we'll ask obviously where they live, what jurisdiction that they're in. We'll also ask what kind of resources they have themselves as well. I'm a big believer in partnerships and that it's a community. We're very, very small. The dollars that fund my program are federal dollars that are disseminated to each of the states, and then the state governments disseminate them. So by the time it gets to me, it's a very small piece of pie. So my biggest challenge is obviously is to make as many rides available as possible. And that's an expensive juncture as well. We have a small fleet of vehicles, the same vehicles. We have 29 vehicles in our fleet at RAAA. They not only transport people on my program, but also take our seniors to our senior cafes. Mm-hmm. So one of our vehicles, which they're white, very prominent, and have blue and blue lettering on the side. A driver that goes by may be have different people in that vehicle all day. It might be seniors early in the morning to go to the cafe. Midday, they might be doing trips for me to take people to essential shopping or to medical. And then in the afternoon, that same driver is taking the individuals from the senior cafes back home. So our driver's responsibilities are very diverse in what they do and the tasks that they perform. When these calls come into my office, we have several options, Ted. One of the things we do is obviously we have our own this fleet I just mentioned. And my program is called Demand Response. It's a terminology in transportation where an individual makes a demand and we respond. It's curb-to-curb or door-to-door transportation. So it's very specialized. And that entails that opens up a whole array of different things that not only has to be done by my driver, but also by the individual calling. Person that calls us, our expectation is that you know where you're going, the time you're going, and an approximation of how long you're going to be on the appointment. If someone's seeing a physician for the first time, that generally takes a little longer because there's always paperwork. But it could also be just a follow-up after post-surgery. So we wind up having a very intimate relationship with the people that call my office all the time. And it's interesting, I'm in the room next door, and I'm a big believer in eavesdropping, and I listen to my staff when they're talking to folks. And after they'll hang up and the sort of the post-conversation, Jennifer may talk to Joan and go, oh, yeah, remember she had this happen, and then Joan in turn remembers something as well. Mm-hmm. So I like that. It's very, very communicative in our office, and I like the fact that it's intimate, that we have relationships. We're not just doing a ride. We're giving great service and making sure that you get home safely. So those type of rides are provided on Monday through Friday, as early as 6 in the morning to as late as 5. But again, we take people to medical. We'll take people to college. We take people to work. We have a very close working relationship. We talked about partnerships with Fred Transit. I'm a big believer in transit, having a background in transit. So anytime anyone ever calls my office, the first thing we generally always say is, have you ever thought about using Fred Transit?
I was going to ask you about that. If you're going on a checklist, if someone's near a Fred bus line.
Oh, we do that right away. And the great thing, Fred has incredible service. I mean, it's very challenging with 5-4 counties in the city of Fredericksburg. They do a really wonderful thing called route deviation. It means that if a person has a disability or they're older and needs some assistance, an individual can call Fred and actually ask for a deviation route. That means that the bus will go 3/4 of a mile off the general route to go pick someone up in front of their home. It's fabulous. It's nothing I've never had the experience of working with a route deviation, and it gives us much more latitude to help an individual. Mm-hmm. Because obviously putting someone on a Fred bus is much less expensive than putting them on door-to-door transportation. It stretches my budget, and it means there's somebody else I can help who's not appropriate for Fred. So that's always the first thing we throw out there, and I'm lucky enough to have a travel trainer. Travel training has been around about 20 or 30 years. It's showing individuals how to safely and independently use fixed route systems. First was in New York City back in the 80s in the Board of Education, and now it crosses the whole nation. We're big believers in that, and we actually have one of the two properties in the state that gets a travel training grant. And I have a travel trainer. He's 81 years young, Don Engels. He actually, we get along pretty well. I'm from North Jersey, and he's from North Philly. We still manage to coexist.
I wondered about the accent.
Yeah, I always say what accent, Ted. But yes, I'm proud of being from North Jersey, and apparently I wear it on my sleeves all the time. But when someone calls and we find out they're appropriate, it's really like almost like you sort of we pinpoint people. If a person we think is appropriate for Fred, we'll find out where they live, where they need to go to. Then I'll press that information on to Don, and then we actually will map out one-on-one with that individual, show them how they can use the Fred system, and best of all, my travel trainer will travel with the person and travel to make sure they feel confident and safe traveling. We even cover the cost of transportation while they're learning. So I like having different. I've got a lot of different sticks in the fire. They're not very big sticks, but I have a lot of different sticks that I can use in trying to help people.
Well, and that's a big deal to go along with somebody. I mean, I've never used the Fred system.
Would you like to learn?
I've always thought I would be really nervous doing it. So, and I can just imagine when you know you're going to say a doctor's appointment and you don't want to be late and you're worried about this or that for the first time. Just being able to offer that is a huge thing.
It's really exciting also with older adults and providing accessibility to Fred. I find the older generation, when people first were born, obviously, and they weren't affluent, all the people that I have that are older adults that are riding Fred started out on transit when they were young. It was just they transitioned from transit. They got jobs. They got a family. They had a vehicle. But it comes full circle all the way around. Now there's less, they're more hesitant about driving, don't want to drive in the evenings. still have to get around. And I'm like, well, look, it's just the clock has just come right about you, right back where you started. And the great thing about Fred is the vehicles are small. They're called cutaways. It's like half the size of a big bus.
Yeah.
And Fred drivers will help provide assistance if requested. All their vehicles are lift equipped, which means if someone uses the walker in a wheelchair, it's just a matter of the driver picking that lift and getting that person on, securely fastening them, and then it's off to the races. Once a person has mobility, the world's their oyster, and we see no reason why someone's older that they can't get all over the place and spend money and pump up the local economy.
Well, you mentioned one of the checklist things is looking at with the Fred system. Do you also look and see do they have any kind of relative that could help them be mobile?
Yeah, well, we're not very shy in my office. That's what I said. Because we're limited and we're very challenged to make this program work for everyone, we always want to make sure to see what else somebody can do. So we're not shy about asking if there's relatives, friends, neighbors, a place of worship.
Yeah.
There's lots of different ways. So all of us doing it together, it's kind of like a stew. We have lots of different things we can put into the stew. Sometimes it could be your resource. Sometimes it's our resource. Very often we have individuals that may take my demand response door-to-door service one way and take a Fred bus home, or vice versa. And it usually always works in the end. I haven't lost anybody yet.
Well, I've learned a lot so far this morning. Just I think I had a very limited view of what transportation with Rappahannock Area Agency on Aging involved, and I have learned in just the first half hour here a lot. So I got some more questions for you. Dennis Padue here, the mobility manager. Lee Way, the executive director with the Rappahannock Area Agency on Aging. More coming up on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's now 8:30.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. You're listening to Town Talk with Ted on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Voice it now on Facebook. Search News Talk 1230 WFVA and place your comments now. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We're focusing this morning on the transportation component of the Rappahannock Area Agency on Aging. Executive Director Lee Waite here. Dennis Padue is here, the mobility manager. Dennis, as you were describing what you do just a few minutes ago, my thought was you're really local travel agents plotting out how people get from here to there.
We're going to give you credit for that one, Ted. That was good. I mean, you're a good listener. Yes. What happens is if in the world of transportation in a region as large as ours and as diverse it is, and the challenge is to get around our office, you have to have really wonderful listening skills. That's the most important thing. There aren't a lot of people that are good listeners. I mean, I think I'm very fortunate. My little group is very good at it because then you pick up things along the way. You always generally – we call a lot of crisis management calls that come into my office. And it could be maybe with something that was inappropriate or something that wasn't through anyone's fault. But suddenly there's an issue. Mm-hmm. And we'll listen and ask question after question. Eventually, it's kind of like drilling down into fracking until you finally get down to hard concrete and rock. And you finally say, okay, now we know what we're dealing with, and now here's our plan of attack. We move right into positive mode about we'll do what we can to help you. Here's our suggestions. I also am a big believer in choices. A person might call and say they need to get something someplace, say, for example, the next day. We book a month in advance. Most people with hospitals and doctors, people well in advance know where they're going.
Yeah.
By the day before, I like to say there's nothing left in the shelves by the day before. But we'll negotiate. We'll look at our system and say, well, we couldn't do tomorrow. What about 2 days from now? And change the hour. I find especially with older adults, there's a lot of hesitancy to confront a physician's office. That doesn't stop us. We always say, well, the physician won't see you and won't be paid if they don't see you. So they have to work with us and negotiate and be flexible. So we're never shy if a client doesn't want to call their doctor's office. We've called the doctor's office and we'll say, so-and-so needs to really get in. We can't do it tomorrow. What about Thursday at 2:00? We can do it then. And then suddenly, all of a sudden, doors start opening, the person gets the ride, and we go back and we not only provide the ride to the individual, but we also counsel them and say, look, it's okay. They'll be flexible because you can't get there. They're not going to see you. We want to get you there and get you back safely and effectively. So we're very good at negotiating and doing what needs to be done to get the job done. We're very good at that, actually.
So the Rappahannock Area Agency on Aging is planning District 16, the city, Stafford, Spotsylvania, Caroline, and King George. So if I call from Caroline and say I have a doctor's appointment in Warrenton, would you be able to do that, or do you stay strictly in Planning District 16?
What I would do is I would work in conduit with my colleague. There are other mobility managers around the state, and I'm very fortunate. I have very good working relationships. But what I learned really quickly in mobility management is still sort of a very new integrated system across the country, but you have to talk to your peers in the other planning districts as well. If I had a Caroline County call and I needed to get to Warrenton, the first thing I would do is I always have a vehicle in Caroline County on Mondays and Fridays. So I would say, here are the 2 days you need to focus on.
Yeah.
That'd be the first part. I have a driver who provides dialysis transportation on those particular days. So in the middle of the day, there's flexibility. I could get that person all the way to the jurisdictional borderline with Warrenton, and then I would speak to my colleague in the – make sure I got to say this right – the Rappahannock-Rapidan Regional Commission. I thought ours was long. That's a real long one. Or the RRRC, and I would speak to Jenny Bechet in Culpeper and say, I've got a situation where – and we begin again to dialogue amongst ourselves from at a professional level. So we – ultimately, we could probably do the right. It would be a long day for that individual, but it could be done. Something else that we do, you mentioned Warrenton. We realize the need for some of our low income residents of the region to go to the state university, the state hospitals. So once a month, we actually go down to MCV to Richmond, and we'll carry people on the third. Make sure I get this right, or Jennifer will yell at me. It's the third Tuesday in the month, every month. So what happens is anyone who calls and needs to go to Richmond, we will focus and redirect them to the third Tuesday in March. Again, if we have any hesitancy or a situation where someone is hesitant to call their doctor, we call Richmond right away. Because every person you put in a seat on a vehicle brings down your cost. And that makes my finance director very happy.
Yes.
And that's a very important thing for us. And that's what we want to do. So, for example, today is the third Tuesday? No.
Today is – yes, it is.
It is.
Nice timing. We're going to Richmond today. That's right. It's on the top of our board, and two people going to Richmond. We charge a little more to go to Richmond. We hadn't talked about costs. This will really shock you. We actually will take someone round trip to Richmond or to Charlottesville for $10 round trip.
Wow.
Ironically enough, we have people that complain about that. We always tell them, well, if you can find someplace less expensive, I'll go down to Charlottesville or to Richmond. For the trips inside the interior of the Planning District 16, it's $2 each way. And people pay when they board. They can give us a check. We don't care if they're penny rolls. The idea is, I think we call it a copay. It's really important to have a buy-in from the person on the vehicle. I've found historically, if there's not any cost at all, that rides aren't taken. There are people no-show because they're not a partner in it. But we make sure that there's the $4, and everything goes back into our kitty. And we're compelled to tell the state is we're funded through the Department of Rail and Public Transportation that we will provide X amount of copays and show that we have a buy-in from our community. So $4 round trip anywhere within our jurisdiction, for $10 round trip to Richmond or to Charlottesville.
Boy, Lee, there's so much more to the transportation component to the Rappahannock Area Agency on Aging than I ever imagined. Because you've been in and talked before about the cafes that people take part in. This is dealing with people's lives, their everyday lives, and needing to get to places.
It really is. And I think that's one of the value that the transportation folks have brought to the table, and that they recognize transportation is the number one need in the country. And when the staff come to me, it's typically they'll come in and they'll say, we have this issue, and here's our solution. And then they'll begin to branch out and figure out ways to solve the challenge that's been presented to the community. And so while we do have that transportation program that transports folks to and from the cafes and activities throughout the year, like the Art of Aging that they went to last week, but there's so much more that's needed by the community. And that's where Dennis and his folks were able to come in. And we even have requests that come forward to the cafe drivers as well. We might get a nursing home that'll call and say, you know, I'd really like to transport our patients to a particular event or an outing or something. And we'll work with that nursing home to see if we can't line up some vans to take those patients to whatever it is that they need to go to. So we're not only a resource for individuals in the community, but we also reach out and partner with our nursing homes, assisted living facilities, senior centers, YMCA, all those different things.
There was an assisted living facility several years ago that suddenly closed down. There was some issue in Spotsylvania County, and Spotsylvania Social Services called us, and there was a big concern because shutting down a place was one thing, but all these folks that lived there had to be relocated. And we stepped to the plate, the RAAA. We were empowered in transportation to sit and figure out a way to get all these different folks to where they needed to go to their new home. So we were taking not just people, but we were taking their livelihood. All the possessions of the folks that lived in that assisted mm-hmm. living facility had to go as well. So we had vans going every which way to make sure we had everybody relocated. And again, always it's so integral because resources are great, but boy, I just keep beating a dead horse. If you can't get there and get back, it doesn't do any good. We always think that transportation should be at the forefront of conversation in helping the community, but generally, very often, although it's beginning to dissipate, we're at the back of the caboose. We're like, no, we need to be at the front. don't say after you find. We very often we work with job developers, and someone will find a job in the community services board for someone. That's great. And then we'll get a call that says, oh, we need a ride. I'll say, well, where do they live and where are they going?
Yeah.
And it's not always congruent. So we pound that table a lot about, please bring us at the beginning. It's a much simpler process. We all work better together if we're all at the table at the initiation.
Go ahead.
You know, the other important part of transportation is that when folks are at home and they don't have the capacity to drive, the socialization is something that keeps them from getting depressed. It keeps them involved in the community. It helps them maintain their health. And so being able to offer that, for instance, we partnered with the YMCA for a senior prom. And getting those folks to the senior prom, how much fun does that sound? I mean, that is so much fun.
I saw pictures of that, and that they just seemed to be having a ball.
Absolutely. We even had a sock hop for our participants earlier in May, and we brought in a DJ, and he came in, and he played the music, DJ Freckles. And, you know, the funny thing was folks, when they walked in, they were walking in with a cane or a walker. Well, when he started playing that music, they were on the dance floor. They were doing moves that I can't even think about doing. And I'm, well, a couple decades younger than them. But it was just amazing to see them. We had a lady. She's in her early 90s. She's 90 years young. And she had her walker out there doing the wobble with us. And that was, you know, I look around at all of these other folks sitting in the chair, and I think to myself, if she can get up here and dance with her walker, what's your excuse? So, you know, bringing folks to events like that, keeping them entertained, keeping them involved, that helps their personality. It helps them stay connected to the community, and that is an important factor when you're at that moment in your life and you can't get around. Those are the things that we can do.
There's an old saying that said that the three most traumatic things in your life is when you lose a job, lose a spouse, or lose your driver's license. And there's lots of support for the first two, not so much for the third one. We've had stories of a person goes to DMV and they're turned away, and what they're really told is, well, make sure you get someone to take you home. That's a real precipitous drop. We like to be able to think we're, again, a gap filler in there, because it's very important. Just because you don't have the driver's license does not mean you can't be integrated into society. We think we help meet some of that.
I can't help but think that there are a lot of families that are just so grateful, or just even friends or people in churches who know some of these people that are able to use your services, because, like you say, I mean, you're really filling in a need. You're helping the mental health, and you're just doing a lot of good with, like you say, Dennis, that a lot of times transportation is not thought of first, and it really should be.
Yeah, we're trying to beat down that misconception. But again, at least it's slowly but surely we think we're making a big difference with that, especially statewide too. Mobility managers, I'm lucky enough, Lee gives me the latitude to meet with my partners every 3 months. In numbers, they're a strength. So there's only a dozen mobility managers, and half of us meet every 3 months. We never really even have an agenda, but I can tell you this: it's never hard to fill 4 hours. And what it really is, it's about sharing best practices and also lessons learned. We're not always successful, but boy, if I'm not successful here, somebody downstate might be. And that's still that sharing of successes and things to be concerned about down the future. It just makes us that much stronger and better to help meet people's needs around here.
I'm sure you've – go ahead. Can you say something?
I think about that. Don was talking about the widow, and he took her out on the the bus mm-hmm. to learn how to use it. She had recently lost her husband, and she had never learned to drive. And so, you know, suddenly she's lost her transportation. And now she's going out, and she's seeing plays, and she's going shopping, and her friends are going to dinner. And so, you know, it opened up doors for her that previously had not been opened. And, you know, when you lose a spouse, that's traumatic enough without having to worry about, how am I going to get from point A to point B? So that's where Dawn was able to step in, and she's off and running. It's wonderful.
And I was just going to say, I'm sure there are some success stories. I want to hear a couple from you, Dennis, and when we come back. Lee Wade here, Dennis Padue with the Rappahannock Area Agency on Aging. Our focus this morning is mobility. More on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk with Ted on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook. Just search News Talk 1230 WFVA. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
It's the transportation component of the Rappahannock Area Agency on Aging. Our focus this morning, Executive Director Lee Wade here, Dennis Padue, the Mobility Manager. You've mentioned a couple of times, Dennis, that that Jennifer may yell at you. I'll just say, you're in here and giving me facts and figures with no notes. If Jennifer yells at you, you have her call me, and I'll take care of that.
I can make that happen. That's not a problem.
Lee was mentioning just a second ago about some success stories. You must see them all the time.
It's always nice to know that not only that you're making a difference, but there are some significant success stories. We work with a young lady. She had a hearing impairment. She was deaf. And she finally got herself a job. And that was one of those situations where the good news was she got a job. The bad news is no one thought to call us until the end. But the first thing we did was we wanted to see where she lived. And we saw that a bus route was a possibility. So what we wound up doing was we purchased a bus a monthly bus pass for Fred. I do that every month. We give a number of bus passes to the people that are in need. And she was off to the races. Since then, she's kept her job. We would get her pass every month. Never a challenge in terms of communication because she would text. I would text with her, and we would send her emails back and forth about when to pick up her pass. And just last month, when I talked to her sponsor at the state level about her next pass, I was informed that she didn't need us anymore. She knew what she was doing. She had a job, and she didn't need our passes anymore. So we asked you, and I said, gee, that must be what a dad feels like when the child graduates from college. It's the most wonderful feeling to know that you've changed someone's life and made them independent. And that's just one of many that we have. There are people, we take individuals that we think we've helped save people's lives very often. We actually work with different individuals who have life-sustaining. Dialysis, renal failure is a serious issue and becoming bigger with the elderly population. These folks still manage to have a life. They still are integrated into society. We're the ones that are the conduit to get them to get their dialysis done and get them back home. It never stops making you feel good.
Is there an age requirement?
No. We've got them from 4 to 94. That part doesn't matter. Our primary, the real focus, Ted, is people with developmental or intellectual disabilities are our priority. Older adults with disabilities, and then what we call transportation disadvantage, which is, I guess, a nice formal, fancy way of saying people that are just down on their luck. We'll always accept the call from anyone. We'll never say no to anyone, and we may always make sure. I think what Lee challenges me to do is just make sure that someone always gets a prompt, courteous answer and has something changeable to move on to the next step once they finish and conclude their conversation with me.
I'm sure you have needs.
Yes, I have a Christmas tree list. There's two things we can really use. Debit cards are always really, really helpful because debit cards can be used to purchase fuel, and fuel we can empower someone who may have a vehicle but doesn't have the ability to pay for a fuel card. I can empower them to take care of it themselves by giving them the fuel card. So fuel cards for any one of the distributors in the region is always a good thing to have. An even greater need, I am in need of transportation from volunteer drivers. So if there's anyone out there who has lots of time on their hands or even has a few hours on their hand, we would love to train you to be a volunteer driver. They would be part of my team. They would transport the same individuals that I transport now. And the best thing is, whereas they would use their own vehicle, I can throw two caveats out there. One, we can pay a 25-cent per mile copay to them for the time they use their vehicle. And when they're actually working for me, we have a contract with the State Department of Risk Management. We'll take care of the transport, the liability insurance, and the collision comprehensive. So it's kind of like when they went from the carriage to the pumpkin, the carriage in Snow White. Is it Snow White? Which one? Cinderella.
Cinderella.
I'm sorry. I know it was Disney. But it, what it means is that if a person is a volunteer driver, when they drive their vehicle from their home to the person they're going to pick up, that's their insurance. But once my passenger is in that vehicle, we take care of the insurance. So there's no real liability. There's nothing that's going to impact adversely financially on the volunteer driver. So if anyone out there, yes, Ted, it would be really wonderful to have anyone who's interested to call us at our main number, which is 540-656-2985.
656-2985. I guess one of the things that strikes me is you talk – we talk about what winter weather and how school systems are affected by that. Boy, winter weather and that kind of thing must really create havoc for you and your schedules.
Well, during January, February, and March, or probably December, the three people that might be up all night are Lee, Jennifer, and me. What we do is, though, we think, again, we're independent of the school system. I think very often because when people smell snow in this region, they'll cancel the schools. We don't do that. We realize that there's a lot of time and need that goes into these appointments, and they are scheduled well in advance. So we'll make an independent decision. We'll look at the weather. We'll check everything, our options. Jennifer and I constantly speak to each other all night. And we, of course, get Lee involved when we decide what to do. We'll always err on the side of caution. But very often when the schools are closed, we're in business. We're out on the road that day.
Well, Lee, I have learned a ton. I'm just – is this an area that a lot of people really don't know that you're involved with?
We always say we're the best kept secret. So it is an area that they've seen our vans, but they don't know what they're used for.
That's me. Put my hand up.
We appreciate the ability to come on your show and talk to the community about this significant service that's provided.
Well, and just it's so important to so many people in so many levels, and Dennis, to see someone like you that's so passionate about this, you've got to be, because there's a lot of tentacles to this whole situation.
It's complicated, but again, the bottom line is that we can't begin to describe the gratification that you have at the end of each day.
Again, you need debit cards and you need volunteer drivers.
Yes, either one. Please give us a call. We're happy to dialogue and spend some time seeing if it's something that's appropriate. That would be great, Ted. Thank you.
And in some cases, people can use their own cars to get people around.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
And a lot of training involved?
Well, we put all our driver applicants through. There'll be some training. We do also a criminal background check, of course. We make sure that their driver's record is safe and secure. And we also put them through an 8-hour defensive driving class, which is good for them because we'll cover the cost, but they'll get 5-point quality points as well. So all those things are all the steps we take before we actually put someone on the road. We go to great levels to make sure that the right people are transporting our clients.
656-2985, the number for Rappahannock Area Agency on Aging, 656-2985. Whether you're interested in making a donation, becoming a volunteer, or if you've heard this and thought, I know somebody who might be able to use this service. 656-2985, RAA16.org is the website. Lee Wade, Executive Director for the Rappahannock Area Agency on Aging. Dennis Padue, thank you both so much for coming in. We've talked a long time about talking about transportation. Lee, we did it, and we learned a lot. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks. Good to meet you, Dennis. That's it for Town Talk. Thank you for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.